الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. وقال في مكان آخر: ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. So respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We all seek answers to many things. And with all the trouble, all the confusion that we may be faced with from time to time, we all seek answers. We all seek resolutions and solutions. However, sometimes due to the enticement, due to something else being more attractive, we go the wrong way and we do not take the right path to find our answers, and we go to a totally different source, an incorrect source, something that cannot really give us our answers that we are looking for and solve our problems forever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after creating the human being on this earth, He sent down many prophets, many messengers, and the sole purpose of these messengers was to tell the people about who their Lord was and the purpose of their creation. The messengers, all from Adam alayhi salam to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this was the predominant and the core theme of their messengership or office of prophethood. Each one of them, every single one of them, if their mission is to be studied, then each one of them called towards this one and the same thing, which is the tawheed of Allah, the oneness of Allah, and for how a human being should live in this world and relate to his Lord and be obedient to his Lord. This is the real reason. Today in this fast moving world, many things have been replaced. Things which people would do, solutions which people would seek 100 years ago, 200 years ago, maybe even 50 years ago. Today the whole world has advanced so much in some sense. When we say the word advance in brackets or in quotation mark, advanced so much that it has offered us a variety of different solutions for different things. Some of the things that we look at tell us that this will have its results, it will show its results within a very short time. Things which would take many months to resolve before are now, or can now, be resolved in a matter of minutes or in a matter of days. However, it is all not good. Not all of this is what it seems. Not all of this is the reality. Yes, there are many things which, in terms of the advance, have made life much easier for human beings. However, there are many aspects today that by seeking them and adopting them, they may give a very temporary answer, a very temporary solution to the problem, and thereafter it goes back to the same thing and the money has to be spent all over again, and a lot of capitalist venture is behind many of these aspects. However, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell us, and do not think for even a moment that He left us in the cold, that He left us isolated after creating us and spreading us on this earth, and we continue to spread day in and day out. Do not ever think that Allah has left us isolated and has abandoned us. No, this is not the case whatsoever. All the answers to everything is in the kalam of Allah, is in the speech of Allah, is in the Quran, and is in its commentary, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One of the greatest problems people have today, despite having all wealth, despite having position, despite having authority, the one thing which people still have a problem with is loneliness and not being contented. No tranquility and peace in the heart. Many times we will read reports of certain successful people, men and women alike, who have reached the peak of their careers, who have reached the pinnacles of success, who have reached beyond which it is very difficult to go, and have become the CEOs of major conglomerates, worldwide companies, have thousands of people working under them, wield influence over many, many nations. Yet there is something which is missing in the heart. From those people to the local worker, to the normal everyday laborer, there is something which is in the heart that each person seeks and thinks that the advancement in technology will bring this about. Even though telephones have shortened the distance between families and have brought people from different countries onto one platform, at the dial of a few buttons, at the press of a few switches, we can talk to somebody on the other end of the planet. However, this did not increase the love. In fact, it has decreased the love. Years ago, where somebody would visit a friend in another area, in another country, whether it be a friend or a relative, the hospitality would be immense. Because this was someone there was no contact with, and now we must utilize Allah bringing us together and we must make the most of this. However, even though it's easier today to travel, it is easier today to speak to somebody, to see somebody, this has taken the love and compassion and the heat out of the relationships which are supposed to be between people. The warmth of these relationships have gone out. In fact, worse still, the warmth and the contentment from our own hearts is disappearing. That a person, despite having everything, palatial home, the best of cars, the best of a business or work, big bank balance, whatever he wants can be dictated with one word, but yet there is no contentment in the heart.